I'm Paul Landcor with Podtech.net, and this is the second part of a three-part conversation with Jan Seismans, Director of Marketing at WebEx. I talked to Jan about business disruptions and the role WebEx can play in minimizing those business disruptions. In this podcast, we continue talking about how incorporating WebEx tools into the work life of employees can mitigate the effects of all kinds of unforeseen problems.
So this sounds like it's actually more than just minimizing the effect of a disruption or even a disaster on a business, which is something that's always been part of a business plan, but this is actually taking what has normally been, as you suggested, a cost of doing business normally built into the system and eliminating that. In other words, working around a lot of situations that in the past might have been impossible to work around. So this is a different way of doing business in a way.
Exactly. And again, I'll give you another example. If my kids are not feeling well, what should I do? Should I go into the office and should I be worried? Should I call my nanny or my babysitter and check it out? Or should I try to go and find grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, neighbor to give the kids to? Or should I say, okay, well, kids are going to be sick. They're going to be in bed anyways. I'm going to work from home so that if they need my help, I can quickly go attend to them while I am working as if I was in the office, using these collaboration tools to stay in touch with my coworkers and anybody inside or outside of the company, and still be very, very productive. Because if I had gone into the office, I would probably lose productivity anyways because I'm more worried about the state of my kid rather than trying to get some work done. So for me, these tools really provide me with the flexibility to work wherever I want to, whenever I want to. And so should tomorrow there be a big disaster happening here in the Bay Area, I'd be ready. I'd know where I could go to. I would find myself a place where I do have the infrastructure in place, where I have electricity, where I have internet access, and I could work there even though my office for itself may not be accessible. I can still work and I can still keep the company running. There's been a study out that for smaller companies, if they've been closed because of a disaster for several days, their chances of going bankrupt increased by 50% that they would go bankrupt by the end of the year. So there's a big impact to companies actually not being able to keep the lights running. And so what we're saying is that these collaboration tools really provide companies a very easy way to not only have a day-to-day productivity tool, but have a very big first step towards having a very good and sound business continuity plan and be ready in case of a disaster. And so what we're advocating is that people institute an active telework or telecommute policy and using these collaboration tools to allow them to do that.
Well, it speaks to a larger issue of the quality of the work life, as you suggested, knowing that you have that opportunity if your kids should be sick to work in a productive fashion and still take care of your kids. Really, we're talking about this preparedness for business disruption is part of a larger way of doing work that is relatively new and that a lot of people are taking advantage of.
Yes, absolutely. If you look at allowing a telework or a telecommuting policy really has three benefits. So around telecommuting, there's a big business benefit on that, but there's two additional benefits. And the first one you just mentioned too is the quality of life. If I can reduce my commute, I will have less stress. I will have a better work-life balance. I, as a company, can attract better employees, and I can retain good employees. Right now, the federal government is seeing that as well, and actually the GSA, the General and Services Administration, is trying to get its employees, 50% of its employees, to go telecommuting by 2012. There's a very big push to that. And then the third one is about the green message. Allowing people to telecommute on a regular basis has a very, very strong green message. And so by buying and by using these collaboration services, a company not only doesn't make sense for the bottom line, it helps them to attract and retain very good employees, and it helps them become a much greener company because there's much less travel, there's much less commuting involved if they actively use these collaboration services.
Jan Seismans is Director of Marketing for WebEx. For more on how these collaboration services could help your business, go to webex.com/BCP, as in business continuity plan, for case studies, productivity calculation tools, and more.